Good morning to you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are listening to the Mindset Muse podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Today we are going to be focusing on Black History Month, and we're focusing on Black authors and influential African Americans who have contributed to the advancement of their communities with through the channel of entrepreneurship or business or self-application. So the author that we're going to be discussing today is none other than the legendary Shonda Rhimes, and this is such a fun read, as you can imagine. Those of us who are familiar with Shonda Rhimes, she has explosive imagination. She has an interesting imagination, and so to read her autobiography is something that was so delightful and so much fun to read. So her book that we're discussing is Year of Yes, Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes. She begins narrating the book in around the holiday of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a national American holiday that, you know, give thanks to, it's a day of gratitude, basically. So, in the kitchen, she was there with her sister, and her sister said something to her. She called it the grenade. What did she say? Her sister told her that she never says yes to anything. Now, we all know that Shonda is very good at writing shows. She wrote Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, which was a popular hit. That was like one of my favorite shows back in the day. And How to Get Away with Murder. So she is gifted at this. If you've watched any of those shows, you know how interesting those shows are, how everybody was ready to tune in and watch those shows as soon as they air. So the creative mind behind that is Shonda Rhimes. So she is an interesting character. Like, when you read this book from her perspective, even though it's an autobiography, it still sounds so deliciously fictitious, you know, like she's making stuff up. And she's saying that her job is to make stuff up, is to lie and to imagine things and bring them into reality. So that's her job. She makes things up. And the irony of that was, when she used to lie on the playground in school, she was forced to confess her sins as a liar. So she was like, I think she grew up Catholic. So she said that she had to go and confess her sins, that she was lying. She was known as the, you know, the problem child that always made stuff up in her head. But her mom actually didn't hinder that part of her. Her mother allowed her to be herself. What she described in the book is that she is an introvert to the definition of an introvert. Like, she's so introverted that every single invitation that they sent her, like, she was sent an invitation to go to the Kennedy Center, she declines, like, basically all of the monumental invitations that most people would have jumped at. She just made up excuses not to go. And so in that kitchen, she was there with her older sister, and she's talking about how her family's biggest pride is the fact that, you know, black don't crack, because her family is very beautiful. They don't age. Her mother doesn't age. But she said that in her mind, in her head, she's very, very old because of the way her mind works. So her mother will allow her to go and stay in the family pantry, and she will just hang out in the pantry all day with all kinds of, you know, condiments in there. And when she will lock herself in there, she will not socialize with anybody and she'll just socialize with herself. And in that pantry is where a lot of her imagination grew. The funny thing is, like, when we think of Shonda Rhimes, we think, oh my God, that is such a legend, that is such a phenomenal person. But her family is not impressed by her career at all, according to her autobiography here. She said that, so in the kitchen, she was basically trying to impress her older sister, and she was going down the list of invitations that she gotten from everyone, from, you know, all of the Hollywood, the A-list celebrities, and how they're inviting her to all of this. She's listing and listing and listing all kinds of stuff. And she has, I believe, 2 or 3 kids at this time. And her sister was chopping up something on the cutting board with her head down. And her sister looked up at her finally, and she was like, are you going to do any of this? And it's because they know that she is not very social. She's just listing the stuff in an effort to impress her sister, who never gets impressed. And whenever people ask for her autobiography, her family just gets very, they get very surprised. You're like, you want Shonda's biography? Like, wow, why would you want Shonda's biography, you know? And we don't know this part of her. We don't know that to her family, she's just an ordinary person. And how many of us have experiences? My family is the same way with me. Like my sisters, for example, I'm going to give you an example. Out of all of us, out of all the girls, you know, I happen to have like the smallest butt, the smallest gluteus maximus, the smallest derriere, the smallest behind. So whenever I'm with my sisters, they make fun of me. They really do make fun of me. And they will just, you know, they're not trying to tear me apart. They love me and everything, but they have a blast at poking fun of me because I happen sometimes to be very sensitive, and they love laughing at my sensitivity sometimes. And, you know, it kind of helped me toughen up a little bit. But I have the smallest booty in my family. You know, I admit that. And so whenever I go out and I'm dating somebody, they're impressed by my behind, by my derriere. And I'm like, wow, like, you're really impressed by my back, by my derriere. They're like, yeah, you have a big behind. And I'm just like appalled, because I'm like, well, you don't understand. Like, all my sisters think my booty is small because it actually is in proportion to them. And none of the guys that I tell this to, or the gals that I tell this to, really care what my sisters think. But I seem to think that. Like, I always worry. about what my sister said. I'm like, well, if you should see my sister's butt. My sister's butt is really big. So, like, in our families, in all of our families, we would, you know, when we're all different things to different people. People who know you, who've been knowing your whole life, they treat you like just an ordinary, you know, person. They don't treat you like you're a celebrity or, they're not like wowed by you, you know. And so that's what essentially Shonda is going through with her siblings, and she's the youngest, so she gets picked on the most. Anyway, so we're gonna take like a quick break here and we'll be right back. Hello, enjoying the Mindset Muse podcast so far? You can now become a sponsor by donating to make it possible for future episodes to air. Just click the listener's support link to learn more. Thank you. Okay, so welcome back to the Mindset Muse podcast. We are talking and focusing in the month of February on Black authors, people who have monumental and phenomenal contributions to their community as an African American here in the United States and abroad. And abroad, we are focusing on Black authors this month who have contributed to society in monumental ways. So the author we're focusing on today and probably the next 3 days of this show will be Shonda Rhimes. We will interrupt the flow of the show. We're gonna bring somebody on tomorrow to speak about Black history and educate you know, the public on certain things that they may not already be aware of. So so that's tomorrow. We'll talk to one of my friends and colleagues that I've grew to respect a lot. So he'll be here. Anyway, so we're going back to Shonda Rhimes. This book is so much fun. I think that me and my sisters can sit down and we can so relate to every single word of this book. I am the introvert. I am the imaginative person outside of the siblings. I am the weirdo. I'm the one that's always, you know, making stuff up. I'm a poet. I paint. I am doing a podcast because I'm an introvert. I love to, you know, put out my deepest thoughts, but I don't want to do it in front of everybody, which is why I'm doing this podcast. So I am an introvert who tries to be expressive and tries to be as, you know, as social as I possibly can. So what has this book so far taught me is that I need to look into my life and see what I've been saying no to and if those things can elevate me to where I want to go. You know, do you remember, like, who watched Scandal? Like, who didn't love Scandal? Every girl that's ever watched Scandal loves Scandal. Even some men love Scandal. Do you remember Olivia Pope? Do you remember how she was such a workaholic? Shonda Rhimes is a workaholic. Do you remember how Olivia Pope loved red wine? I love red wine, by the way. And whenever she come home, she came home, she rewarded herself and her hard work day with a glass of wine. And what girl didn't want to have her stunning upscale apartment, you know, in Washington, D.C. or in Manhattan, and then come home to the big glass of wine and just pour themselves a glass of wine like Olivia Pope did? It was so fancy. It was so, I don't know. It was something sophisticated about the whole dance of her hard work day and then her coming home and pouring herself a glass of wine. It is so enviable, so to speak. It is something that we all look forward to. And I love red wine. To this day, I cannot imagine, you know, my life without red wine. I'm not an alcoholic, but I love, you know, just having a nice dinner and then just having a nice glass of wine. So Shonda Rhimes was saying here that the reason she had worked so hard to become the Shonda Rhimes that we know today is because she wants to be able to afford red wine and steak without worrying about the price. Because when she was in school, it was between red wine and toilet paper. Red wine and toilet paper. Red wine and toilet paper. And usually the red wine won. And in the book, she was saying, hey, don't judge me. Don't look at me like that. She's very funny. She's such a funny introvert that I don't know why she's not more sociable. I wish she was more sociable, because if she were more sociable, she's such an enjoyable character that you wouldn't get tired of her. So even though Olivia Pope's life was so interesting, filled with drama, and in Grey's Anatomy, all the characters were going through all of these dramas in private practice, Shonda Rhimes' personal life was actually pretty darn boring. She did not socialize. She was antisocial. She said her life was so boring because she never tried to take the opportunity to meet new people. And she lived basically in her imagination. She lived in her head, in her stories. But then when she you know, comes to her own reality, she was miserable. You know, she grew up poor, but now she has all this, you know, all this money. She's a celebrity, so to speak. But her life, her personal life, was boring. And then when her sister told her, she never says yes to anything. You know, finally. Because she made an excuse. She was like, oh, I'm a single mom. I can't go anywhere. I have children to take care of. And she said her excuses were so good. They were so darn good. And so the excuses always won. So her sister looked at her in her eyes and she was like, you are a single mom, but you're not a single mom, because you have your family. You have us. We will take care of your children. If you want to go to these invitations, you know we will take care of all of these children. So why are you not going out? Why are you not taking these invitations on? And so she called it the grenade. She called it the grenade waiting to explode. And she was very taken back by that comment. And from then on, she made a commitment. She said, I'm going to say yes to any and everything that scares me for a whole year. And so we're going to end it here. And we're going to see in this couple of episodes where Shonda has gone, what she has said yes to. I'm really excited about this book. I'm really excited about getting into her head. If you really want to laugh but learn something at the same time, I really suggest this read, because it's so much fun. All right, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for staying in tune with the Mindset Muse podcast. My name is Didi, your host. Wherever you are listening to this, I hope you have an amazing day, evening, afternoon, night, and stay safe. Ciao.